brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we have masses of news about politicians, generals, media people being covertly paid off, more on the upcoming indictments, and, of course, one of the members of Congress being having to show up and being fingerprinted. There's just a ton of news and some good news, too, about that bill passing that will restrict lawsuits against gun manufacturers. But you know what? I'm taking a lot of calls this hour. We've had a lot of guests this week. We haven't had a lot of time to call in. We haven't had a lot of time to take your calls. 1-800-259-9231. You're not going to have to sit on hold. I am going to just rampage through your calls, but that means each caller doesn't get a lot of time. 1-800-259-9231. And first-timer callers that rarely call are welcome. 1-800-259-9231. Pat in Arkansas. Go ahead, Pat.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I got a question for you here. You know the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, pretty good. I sent you an article here a couple weeks ago over in Salus, Oklahoma, which is in Sequoia County, right on Interstate 40. There's a guy over there. I know him for 20-some years. He's a lazy guy. But anyway, he was dealing some drugs. And anyway, the men of night went there and set their lights out. And this is, I'm going to tell the story to you short here. And they jumped out of the car and started shooting at him, hit him in the hip. And anyway, he shot back, and one of them got killed. Well, they tried him for murder in Salisaw. That was a hung jury the first time. Then they retried him again, found him guilty only of manslaughter. But now they're retrying him again for in a federal court for murder. Can
well, you're not supposed in? To. That's double jeopardy. And
that's what I thought, Alex.
And they're not supposed to do that. And obviously, if the jury was hung, he should go free. They shouldn't keep retrying him over and over and over and over again. And obviously, the cops did something wrong or the jury wouldn't be saying that. This is how we vote. And, you know, the guy may be a lazy drug head, and the cops may have shot at him first, or it looks like that jury would have sent him down the river.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought. But now they're going to try him over in Muskogee on a federal. They said that that was a lower court. And now they're going to try him on a higher level.
You're saying they tried him twice at the state level and now federally. That's total violation of the Constitution.
Yeah, I agree. Alex, you got another question. What do you think of Kevin Trudeau, that saw his book on TV?
I haven't read his book, but I know there are a lot of natural cures and stuff. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, sometime maybe you can get him on your show. I'd like to find out more about the guy.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Pat. Let's talk to Larry in Manhattan. They're on the big peninsula. Go ahead, Larry.
Alex.
Hi.
Alex, before I say what I'm going to say, I want to provide a little foundation. I'm a what they call a legal scientist. I'm an attorney and a scientist, primarily a physicist. And, you know, the point is, and I'm connected with people all over the world in the military and intelligence, science, various fields of science. And the fact is that you and I and everyone else lives in the world 2005 where we think wireless internet is pretty sexy as far as technology is concerned. But
and they're really 35 years ahead of that.
Well, Alex, I'll be candid with you. The reality is that based on the quantum levels of necessary, manipulate space and time, the year that they're really in, technologically speaking, is something like 4,500. And that is a result of technology that's from beyond this earth, so to speak.
Well, if technology doubles every 2.5 years, which it is, they are light years ahead. Then they dole out the technologies to select corporations that are their cronies. Where it came from, I don't know.
But here's the thing, Alice. It's not technology that doubles every 2.5 years. It's can you hear me?
It's computing speed.
It's right. It's computing speed. What I want to talk to you about is what they've done with the sky, and what the ultimate agenda is here. And I hear you go into music.
Yeah, I'll let you briefly comment on the other side. We're trying to take a lot of calls right now, so I'll give you about a minute and a half on the other side. Stay with us.
The
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, tons of news this hour. I'm blasting through your calls. Larry in Manhattan was talking about how he's a scientist and they're really in the year 4,000-something as the at the speed technology has been increasing exponentially and there's all this hidden technology and they're doing something to the sky. Well, yes, the Earth is 20% darker than it was just a decade ago. That's NASA's own admission. They are putting stuff in the atmosphere that's causing it to cloud up. There is weird stuff going on, but, you know, I only go as far as I can prove it. And I know they can stop these hurricanes and reduce them and control them and direct them. They're not doing that. They're not. They're letting them make landfall. But go ahead and make your point, Larry.
Here's the point, Alex. We've always known about light energy. In 1998, the commercial science world, that's the commercial science world, discovered dark energy. This dark energy works in direct opposite to light energy. It's non-miscible. It cannot mix with light energy. I'm not going to get into the theological ramifications of this, but the fact of the matter is that their agenda is to have people produce dark energy, which people do when their lives are self-consuming, self-absorbing, like the dark holes out in space. They actually are walking dark holes. So here's the point. There is no more death. Okay, no one's going to hell because they're providing worldwide pickup and delivery. That's the bottom line, because the dark forces of the universe are going to use people as individual human power-generating plants for dark energy.
Okay, but listen, thanks for the call, bro. I mean, look, my small brain can't grasp it. I'm a pea brain. You know, I mean, I know we all saw the movie The Matrix, where we're all basically batteries or light bulbs, but, you know, for the machines. But you talk about science. I mean, I deal with real information, things we can prove. And you know, this broadcast is about, hey, they're pushing for martial law. Hey, the reporters are paid off working for the feds. Hey, they want your guns. There is a lot of advanced technology they're suppressing. But, I mean, you know, they want us to put off dark energy so they can feed on it. And sounds like the devil to me. Okay, let's take the calls. I mean, it's all very entertaining. It's just too advanced for me. I just can't fathom it. Let's go ahead and, or perhaps I'm covering up. Or now I'm having too much fun. David in Mass. Go ahead, David.
Alex, how are you today?
Good, sir.
Have you been keeping up at all? I don't know if you've ever heard, if you've heard in the last few days what's been happening in Taunton, Mass, in the little small town 35 miles south of Boston.
No, tell me about Taunton, Mass.
Okay, well, let me just give you a quick little thing here about what's been going on. They, you know, about a couple of weeks ago, as you probably were well aware, we had massive amounts of rain up here for about 8 days straight.
Yeah, it rained and rained and rained and rained.
Rained and rained and rained, yeah. So what's happened is that the Mill River down in Taunton got, the water levels got very high, and the Whittington Pond Dam, which was a 173-year-old dam, timber-based dam, was in, you know, threat of breaking. So, and there was a small breach. The last time it flooded was back in 1968. But the mayor there, they all declared a state of emergency. They closed down all the businesses, all the schools, opened up, you know, emergency centers, Red Cross centers for residents, about 2,500. I mean, this is a population of about 56,000 people we're talking about. So that happened the first day. They closed down the businesses. They just today, 3 days later, allowed people in there to go back to their homes. Now, as far as I understand, the businesses are still shut down.
Well, let me ask you a question. Were all of these homes in danger from a breaking dam?
Well, I mean, only some of them were near the area.
Well, then they should have given the zip codes of the homes and announced it on the radio.
Well, they didn't do that because obviously what this gets back to, Alex, is what you were talking, what actually when you were interviewing John Rappaport the other day, a couple days ago, when he enunciated that his illustration of the elites being in a category A and a category B. Now, you know, we know the category A guys, they want to do things slowly, very slowly, chisel away at it, briefly, and the category B, which are really kind of the subcategory of the really highest of the elites, like the, you know, the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and that, they want to wreak as much havoc as they can. And this, and what happened on the second day was Edward Kennedy, John Kerry, and Barney Frank, and Mitt Romney all went down there, their hats in hand, you know, issuing federal assistance and the whole thing. It's all a method of control. You know, and that's what it's coming down to. When you can do this type of thing in these small little towns, it, again, it's the conditioning. It's putting everything.
No, it is, and I appreciate your call, and I really do appreciate that information. Now, since you brought that up, I dug this out of the stack. Mass evacuation plans to be created. Federal, state, and local governments will begin working to plan for mass evacuations if cities suffer natural disasters and terrorist attacks. I.e., they're going to train local governments to go under federal control. They've already started moving the cities and counties into the local National Guard armory. Oh, the feds will give us millions of dollars if we move in with the military. Oh, the military provides all these screens at the FEMA center that show us where all the cell phones are as they drive in cars and that hook into all the cameras and microphones. And, oh, they're our bosses now. Oh, we see. This is really a local federal command base. Continuing with the Charleston Gazette, under a new law signed late Tuesday afternoon, the Department of Homeland Security must work to develop multi-state, multi-jurisdictional emergency evacuation plans. See, they are the bosses, the feds. This is martial law right here. As Ron Paul said, Senator Robert C. Byrd, the Ku Klux Klan Grand Dragon, wrote provisions in the new law requiring the development of plans to include, where appropriations, the prepositioning of items that will be required during a mass evacuation, including gasoline, food, water, evacuations, beds and medical supplies. As a nation, we must be better prepared for mass evacuations, Byrd said in a press release. We saw the problems that were there in Katrina and Rita. And it goes on. People wondered why for almost a day they wouldn't open the other side of the highway. Nobody was going that direction because they wanted to have a problem. FEMA openly got caught cutting communications lines, sabotaging radio towers, blocking police. Police had to post guards in three parishes to stop them. They were caught jamming police communications as Katrina hit. Because if things fall apart, then they get to push for more control. Power they've already claimed to themselves decades ago, but now they're trying to just condition us to accept it. People ran out of gas. They didn't have supplies. The government simply wasn't prepared for this kind of emergency. We need to gear up for future evacuations, and they must start now. Folks, I remember, you know, CNN and others making fun of people that have gas masks. Making fun of people that just have surgical masks. Making fun of people that have guns and a year of storable food and water filters. You go to these local FEMA command bunkers, these county emergency centers that are federal buildings, folks. They're quasi-federal. With a local CIA officer liaison at them. I mean, these are the Red Dawn command bases of evil. These are the federal nodes in your areas. In your area. I'm fighting not sneezing, folks. I've had such bad allergies lately, I have to constantly want to sneeze on air, and I have to hold on a minute. But to make a long story short, these are literal FEMA command bases. And the government can't help you, won't help you, doesn't want to help you, doesn't like you. Okay? And they're all going to look out for themselves during a disaster. You have to have the storable foods in the attic, in duffel bags, ready to go. You have to have the flashlights and knives and first aid kits, and you have to have the basic medicines. And every 2 or 3 years, you got to change out the medicines and the flashlights and check them, and every 10 years, replace the food. In fact, I had storable foods about 8 years ago that I just threw away. Didn't use them. Doesn't matter. A year ago, I bought a 2-year supply of food. I mean, folks, it's that simple. I am prepared. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a 4-wheel drive. Country folks can survive. We ought to go download that Hank Williams Jr. song. In fact, I'm going to play another song later, but can you try to go download that or grab that or find where that's at? Come on, we need it. I need a lot of bumper music. I'm so busy, though. We ought to just give out the mailing address of the network and tell everybody to send Johnny Cash and music like that up there to them. These songs really say it all. No, I need to get up off my rumpus and do it. But, no, the caller brings up an incredibly good point, and that's all they're doing, everything. Oh, the terrorist. Oh, the hurricane. Oh, the bird flu. Oh, martial law. Martial law. We want to use troops on you. Martial law. Martial law. Martial law. Did we mention how good it is? And then who's been telling you about it for the last decade? Who's been to the urban warfare drills? They've been trained to take your children and take your guns for 10-plus years. And all of this is the trigger. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Texas. Mike, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hi. I wanted to ask a question about the Domestic Security Enhancement Act. I can't find this information online, but my understanding was that was defeated, but the sections within that act have been attached as riders, executive orders, et cetera.
Yeah, on December 13th, 2003, the same day they captured Saddam, and that's admitted. The Army admitted that was all staged, by the way, folks. He'd actually been captured a week before by the Kurds. They actually staged all that spider hole business and the rest of it. Side issue, just all the fake news.
Right. And
that's how Orwellian this is. Tell you what, stay there. We'll talk about it on the other side. But try to break this down for people. What's happening is, they got Victory Act 1, Victory Act 2, Domestic Security Enhancement Act. When they, quote, reauthorized the Patriot Act, they weren't able to get any of that extra stuff passed. That's why Bush would say reauthorize and strengthen. But they were in some other, the intelligence bill, you know, 03, and in another bill the next year, able to pass some of the sections. But they've implemented everything in Patriot Act 2, known as the Domestic Security Enhancement Act. They implemented all that 3 years ago. So they've implemented, they just haven't gotten the laws passed yet.
Sooner or later, we all have to face it. We live in dangerous times, and the more prepared we are, the better our chances are to survive them. The threat of a terrorist nuclear attack, a dirty bomb, or a nuclear power plant accident, or a nuclear waste spill is something we all face every day. That's why no family should be without the Nuke Alert. Small enough to fit on your keychain, the Nuke Alert monitors for dangerous radiation levels 24/7, and its long-life battery lasts for 10 years. It's made in the USA and is individually accuracy-tested. Your Nuke Alert will let you know if you're entering a contaminated area or if you're being exposed to hazardous levels of radiation. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Only $16 per year will protect your family for 10 years. And for a limited time, you'll also receive a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of preparedness information. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Nuke Alert. Isn't your family worth it?
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at berkeywater.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention drivers, poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents in fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
I was going to answer the question for Mike in Texas and get more into the subject that he was bringing up about the Patriot Act, but I think I really answered it before the break, and he hung up anyway. So we're going to go to Susan and Alex and Chris and many others. Kurt Nemo is a widely read journalist online, blogger, kurtnemo.com. We carry a lot of his stuff on prisonplanet.com and infowars.com, and he's calling into the show. Kurt, what in the New World Order is going on?
Well, not much. I just wanted to call in and let you guys know that it seems that the Army's sending some armored vehicles down here to the border. I live in southern New Mexico. So I was reading the Albuquerque Journal, and it appears that they sent two armored vehicles the Army has down here on the border. Not sure what that means exactly. You know, obviously two armored vehicles are not going to do anything to staunch that the border crossings, but there was on the front page in a big photo the U.S. Army in southern New Mexico.
Now, is that regular Army?
I think so, yeah. They look like they had the star on the side and U.S. Army in the whole nine yards.
Well, we know the feds won't do anything that's good. I mean, it's always to set precedents. And, yeah, we need the National Guard there. We need hundreds of armored vehicles because the Mexican troops continue to shoot and kill citizens and police and others. But it is interesting. What do you think? Hey, what's the scoop on the indictments? I mean, now Fitzgerald's holding back on them. Do you think we're going to finally see some indictments, or what's going on?
I think you'll probably see some wrist-slapping going on, and maybe Karl Rove will resign, and that's about it. I don't think this is really going to hurt the Bush administration too much.
Yeah, I agree. It's probably going to end up being like, most probably, we don't know, probably going to end up being like Iran-Contra, where they have some hearings, and it'll be a big political diversion. I don't know if you've seen the video clip we have from CNN on Prison Planet, but it's David Gergen, who's a consummate insider with Lou Dobbs. We got to stay the course, though, and support the troops. That's
right.
How we punish Bush, is we stay in the war. So it's just like kind of like removing or having LBJ step down. He just did that because his heart was gone. But then the Vietnam War went on for another 4 years.
Well, yeah, precisely. And I saw that little chunk when I was roulette-ing through the TV last night. I saw Gergen on there, and I had to laugh because this is just more of the same. You know, these guys are all cut from the same cloth, Democrats and Republicans. They're just stringing us along.
Well, I mean, this is the guy that worked for four, five administrations, Republicans and Bill Clinton,
right.
Bohemian Grove member, you know, insider of insiders, and he's just up there, again, wrist-slapping Bush. Oh, it's time to have a cleansing, and Bush is clean and good, but we'll cleanse by, you know, getting rid of Scooter Libby.
Right, right. Well, yeah, Scooter.
It looks like he's going to be the sacrificial lamb.
Yep, looks like Scooter's going to go. I can't help but think that's good. Of course, it's a diversion. I mean, Scooter Libby is your typical, your archetypical neocon.
It's just like somebody, 500 years ago throwing their excrement out the window. I mean,
precisely.
It's like dumping the waste every morning out the window.
Well, Alex, I also want to let you know you're doing a great job, and I love it when you rant and rave. It makes me, puts a smile on my face. I know you're doing a good thing.
Well, I tell you, something that's important, Kurt Nemo, I'm not telling you what to write. You write great articles, but we need to talk about how we know, you know, not the stuff that we can't prove about weather modification and control, but we know with old technology they could weaken these hurricanes. Why aren't they doing that? That's pretty important.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you're absolutely right. They use it as a precursor to test out their little schemes of martial law and police state. You know, obviously I can't prove, and I don't think anybody else can, that the government's actually doing anything to these storms. I wouldn't put it past them. If they have the technology.
But we do know they have the technology to substantively weaken them.
Right, right.
And to save a lot of lives. Kurt, good to hear from you, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Take care. Let's take a call here. Susan in California, go ahead.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is, I didn't originally call about this, but this is in response to your caller from Massachusetts. I originally grew up in Massachusetts, went to high school there. I graduated in 1988. There were weird things going on back then.
That is one of the most, I mean, Mass makes California look conservative.
No, I know. Let me tell you about this. My whole senior year in high school, at a very small high school, I went to Whitman Hanson, we had bomb threats, at least 50 of them across the year.
And most bomb threats, most of these hoaxes, we've caught the government. It's normally the government to create a sense of fear.
Oh, I know. And I mean, and this is in Massachusetts. We'd go out and spend half the day standing in the rain or the snow instead of learning anything. But, you know, it's just, you know, and I knew back then it wasn't any of us calling in.
No, it's all mind control. But most kids probably thought, oh, the government will save me. See, it's all about making it the man in the nice black mask and the black uniform.
Yeah.
With the Cobra sticker. He'll take care of you. Just give up your rights to him, see? The terrorists are going to get you. Anything else, Susan?
I'll
let you finish up on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I'm taking five more calls. I'm blasting through them, and I'm covering some other news issues and playing a little music piece that was put together by one of our listeners. A little hip-hop piece, yeah. It's pretty informative. You won't see Sumner Redstone funding this rap group. But let's go ahead and go back to Susan in California. Go ahead, Susan.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Yesterday when you had Dr. Horowitz on, you briefly mentioned Lyme disease and Plum Island and what have you.
Yes.
I just wanted to touch on that, and I don't think a lot of people know that much about Lyme disease and the epidemic proportions and how sick it actually makes you and how sick it is and how hard it is to get rid of. A lot of doctors won't even, if you go in and tell them, I have Lyme disease, treat me, they'll tell you it doesn't exist. Hello?
Well, everybody knows about Lyme disease.
I know, but they don't know how insidious it is. We can't get our insurance to pay for it. My regular doctor told me that it didn't exist and that I was crazy and should see a psychologist.
Oh, he was saying you didn't have it.
Yeah, and I've had.
I understand. Fevers. He wasn't saying it doesn't exist. He was saying you didn't have it.
Well, some doctors say it doesn't exist.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So even trying to get treated for
that's
it.
That's like saying heart attacks don't exist.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of people think, oh, you get bit, you get the flu, and no. you know, some you end up with lifelong problems like fibromyalgia. CFT.
Well, not if you take the right antibiotics. The problem is just getting antibiotic resistant. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. Let's go ahead now and talk to Alex in Mass. Speaking of masks, go ahead.
Yeah, lots of masks going on. Yeah, but we're in centralized area. We got the Rockefellers right down there, and we can feel it. And we've got, like, you know, well, I wanted to talk to you about what that guy in New York said about, like, them being up to the year 4,000 on their technology. That wouldn't surprise me one bit. And the fact that they've praised draconians, they say that they're Illuminati, they say they know all these things, and that a good friend of yours has ended a lot of his segments saying that the dragon is coming. I'm just wondering, so, like, why is it hard to believe that there would be reptilians? I hate to keep bringing this up, but, like, have you thought about it, like, irrationally?
Well, you see, sir, I could think about a whole lot of things. Like last time you called a few weeks ago, I said I could talk about magic beanstalks, and I could talk about...
I know, but there's actual history. There's paintings that are wrapped.
Let me just stop you.
All right, sorry.
I mean, I'm not talking about a cave wall of a lizard god, okay, or an Aztec thing that, you know, shows people feeding body parts to a lizard. Okay? All I'm telling you is that because the subject matter that I talk about is already so controversial, the average person listening doesn't want to believe that the state of Texas is trying to put transponders in all inspection stickers, even when I have a direct link to the bill that almost passed this session on Infowars.com. So if people can't deal with the fact that they built concentration camps and the government's behind 9/11, and it's taken me years to get them with the evidence, the absolute red-handed smoking gun evidence, their own admissions, then, number one, my whole life, sir, I don't just imagine when I'm walking through the dark in the hills there isn't going to be a hole in front of me. I'm going to have a flashlight, or I'm going to walk on a path that's got some light, or if it's a cloudless night with no light, I'm not going to be out in the woods. So I just because it sells a bunch of books and it's fun to talk about, and aliens are really here from the 12th planet and they use us as slaves, and then now they're controlling us and all this stuff, I mean, it just don't have evidence of it. And you know, we could talk about it all day. If I wanted to make a bunch of money, I'd get up here and I'd say I had a magic machine product that healed every ail and fixed cancer, instead of just promoting real vitamins and real things that are good for people. If I wanted to make $1 million, I'd get up here and say that Fruit Loop lizards from planet Snigglesnack are controlling my brain right now. But Fruit Loop lizards from planet Snigglesnack aren't in my brain. Now, you can't prove that there aren't lizards called Fruit Loop lizards from planet Snigglesnack that are 14 feet tall and have poison dripping from blue fangs, and that jump around on pogo sticks while counting backwards. But it could exist out of hundreds of billions of galaxies in the known universe that have been categorized and photographed by the Hubble telescope instrument. But go ahead.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm just saying, like, I've just seen so many pictures, so many strange skulls, so many stories. Like, you could, if you wanted to, find some sort of evidence for some of these things. Some, cause, like, a lot of the stuff you get, it's not the fact that you went out and got that story. It's because you, how the people got those stories and you have their stories.
Well, no, it's you know, 20 different publications saying that 5,000 witnesses saw the jet airplane crash, or the state police and a bunch of other witnesses see a jet fire a missile at Flight 93.
Yeah,
so we know, you know, and then, sir, you get into different types of news. You've got most of the news is just dry news and never gets big attention. It's real news. The stuff that's CIA propaganda is, you know, the writer at the New York Times on the payroll. So just to say that I use everybody's news... you know, when they announce there's an evacuation in Houston, I got family there. I know it's true. It's something they can't cover up. So, no, we have ways of catching them in false news. So now, you see, we're having a hypothetical discussion here about blood-drinking lizards. And there's no way that I can't prove that blood-drinking lizards don't exist.
I'm sure, like, if it ever became proven, I'm sure you'd start talking about it.
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, what this is the merger of UFOlogy, that's really a religion, a New Age religion, with the anti-New World Order movement. It's taken us over and taken a lot of our steam and a lot of our energy and a lot of our force. Good job, New World Order. I mean, what are we supposed to do if it is V, you know, the movie V? You know, it's really they're wearing rubber masks or dimensional vortexes and they're doing all this. So I'm going to convince people that they got weather control because I got the documents, and I'm going to talk, and I'm going to have the guy on who can knock out these storms, and then we're going to try to embarrass the government into stopping the storms. And, of course, they'll do something like claim they're doing a test and make the storm even worse and then claim they can't do it, but we'll expose that's a fraud. You know, we're about winning and defeating these people. And they'd love for us to believe, as they promote on Fox TV, and all this big money promotes that lizard stuff, by the way, that it's in it, that we got lizards in control of us. There's no way to beat them. It's all over. Just give up. Thanks for the call. So I said I'd hurry up and get the news, but, I mean, as these calls come up here, it's just mind-blowing. Just look, it isn't going to do us any good to sit around talking about lizards all day, okay? I mean, George Bush has got more man whores in the White House than you can shake a stick at, and Christian conservatives think the guy's a Christian. I mean, let's talk about the man whores. I mean, let's talk about the stuff we can prove that's already pretty weird. I mean, listen to me. It isn't blood-drinking lizards that kidnapped 200,000 women and children, or maybe it was. Some people say, well, our own species wouldn't do that. Yeah, they do. Who kidnapped 200,000 women and children in the year 2000 alone out of Serbia and surrounding areas of the Balkans and shipped them all over the world. I've got congressional hearings admitting it. No one got in trouble. Now, whether it's blood-drinking lizards or humans that are doing it, let's get mad about it. Let's expose it. Let's go after DynCorp in the UN. But that isn't as romantic, is it? Kidnapping, torturing, all this isn't as far out as blood-drinking lizards. Man, I could write a book about blood-drinking lizards. And, man, I mean, I'm a big science fiction fan. That thing would probably sell a million copies. I am not going to do it. Because down the road, I'm going to have the credibility and other people aren't. Bottom line. Oh, man. Now, see, we're not talking about imminent takeover of the country, total police state. It's, yeah, honey, but those are the people. The Federal Reserve's private, hon, and the government's corrupt, and they have fake newscasters. That's the people that talk about blood-drinking reptoids. Stick to what you can prove. All right, let's go ahead and, I'll let you talk. It's not like I'm censoring you. I just have my opinion. I'm allowed to have mine. Let's go ahead and take another call here. I got to hurry. Chris in Texas, go ahead.
Hey, I'm a first-time caller, and I love your show. I was just calling to address the Oklahoma man who called earlier about double jeopardy.
Yes.
The Supreme Court in 1985 ruled that you can be tried in both the state and the federal level for the same crime.
No, what I was saying was clearly, well, now, if you're convicted at the state level, if the feds, and this is how the, now, there's been precedents where this hasn't happened, but in the majority of the time, going from memory here, and you're probably a law student or something, probably more about it than I do. You are?
Yeah.
Okay. If the state doesn't decide to prosecute, then the feds can do it. But it's always not been very kosher to have the state lose the case
and
then have the feds pick it up.
Right.
I mean,
let me
expand. What I was saying was double jeopardy was the state trying him twice. Go ahead.
I was going to say that, yeah, I agree that it's not kosher. And actually what you see is that since that law is going into effect in 1985, if a federal prosecutor wants to prosecute someone who's already been prosecuted in state court, they have to get and seek permission from the U.S. Attorney General to do that. So that means that this prosecution in Oklahoma, the prosecutor, the federal prosecutor there, had to get specific permission from Washington to go and do that case.
Voila. Anything else on your mind? What do you think about the indictment of Mr. DeLay, what do you think about impending indictments for Lord Rove?
I just have to say, for the pending, the current indictment of Mr. DeLay, I'm a law student, and actually my professor is an incredible defense attorney. He's representing Mr. DeLay, so I don't see the state having much of a chance there, because this guy's a magician in court.
You're talking about DeGuerin. Yeah, I've met DeGuerin. I've given speeches on the same podium with him, and he defended the Davidians. He didn't pull a rabbit out of the hat on that one, because the federal judge, Walter Smith, said, I don't care if they're found not guilty. I find them guilty of using firearms in the commission of a crime when they were found not guilty of committing the crime. Then the Supreme Court ordered the release of the Davidians, and last time I checked, they hadn't been released.
Yeah, I mean, you can't win everyone, but I think I don't like the way I want to see him go down, but I think that he's in good hands right now.
Well, what they do is they go after people on petty issues. And, you know, there's the argument, well, you get Capone on tax evasion because you couldn't get him on the murder. But it just doesn't work. We have them red-handed war profiteering, running the contracts out of the vice president's office for hundreds of billions of dollars. That guy should go to prison. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and play this little music piece put together by, well, if you go to prisonplanet.com, you can see who the artist is. I didn't write a note on this. I should have. Perhaps during this playing of this, you can look it up for me and find it for me, John. I'm like a beetle on my back. Help me. Here's this little piece struck to the same Imperial Battle March tune. I think it says a lot, and we took the liberty to cut the one little lower non-King's English out of this. So here it is.
Everything I'm going to tell you is classified top secret.
Now let's take a closer look at what happened on September 11, 2001, and how it's being used to usher in a new world order.
There are none so hopelessly enslaved as those who foolishly believe that they are still free. All I want to do is wake up the masses, that's why these fascists is trying to kill me. Yeah. Feel me, there's something fishy about Lower Manhattan. Questions about the buildings that ain't nobody asking, like, who really did it? Who had the opportunity and who benefited? Homeland Security. I can't believe it was Muslims acting on their own resources with no government backing. That the feds was slacking, it was all an accident. 19 terrorists with no one tracking them. Man, it was ordered to happen, so we give our rights up in an orderly fashion. Slave masters get their whips back to crack, and holograms crashing, weapons of mass distraction.
The global crime syndicate that George W. Bush and his family fronts for has everything to gain from the September 11th attacks. A national ID card, a national control grid, a cashless society.
What we're witnessing is the construction of a worldwide dictatorship.
A new world order.
A new world order.
A new world order.
I know they're plotting, killing me, sharpening the guillotine, build a case, torture me until they get a guilty plea. I know the public's feeling. Me. I expose the tyranny. 9/11 was a CIA on a killing spree. I know they've dumbed down the masses with public education. They've kept us distracted with wage-driven enslavement. They've kept us confused with media and news, and rubbed it in our face with coincidental clues. They've kept us from uniting with social divisions, politics, religion, not to mention racial tensions. They've kept themselves hidden through history books rewritten in the plot for world control. 9/11 was the linchpin. Politicians, nothing more than puppet henchmen. A socialist dictatorship was showing all the symptoms. Yeah. Kenneth Lake is rich while millions others lose their pensions. A thirst for vengeance in need of quenching.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic process.
I'm battling something bigger than any MC. I battle the beast, political illiteracy. The idiocy of the brainwashed masses, the hideous deed of the puppeteer masters, insidious greed of these corporate fascists, credit cards and universal product codes to track us. The fact is the system is almost cashless. The crash is coming, 1929 was practiced. Pretty soon the microchips will be manned and told that you got it backwards, thinking that they even ask us. Resisting it put into the category, a terrorist, part of the evil access. They get you in the system just as soon as they're able, with an SS number before you hit the cradle. They can't hit the streets with lies and subliminal angles. The mark of the beast disguised as a digital angel.
We're dealing with a group of predators, an elite that takes us as cattle, as their slaves. The globalists have America and Europe in their grasp today. Tomorrow, they want the world.
There is a chance. There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once, and hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order.
A new world order.
All right, and that was done by They. That's the name of the hip-hop group, and it's the name of the song is Paranoid. Very good job. I tell you, we get those all the time by different artists out there. Keep them coming. We post them on prisonplanet.com. And they're there in the political music section. A whole bunch of them in there now. Before I end this segment and come back and cover a few news items and try to jam in Mary and Don, I went so long with the lizard talk that I may not be able to get to you. We'll see. I hope you'll get my book, Descent into Tyranny. You know, I don't talk enough about this book. It's a good book. It's a good coffee table book, a good bathroom book, a good book, you know, that somebody can read a chapter at a time and learn a lot. You know, it's written in a serialized fashion, really, you know, a whole bunch of articles. So it's not a tough read, but it's just jam-packed with information. And you can get this for $12, folks. You get this book for $12. You can get it part of a two-book deal for $9.95 when you get Ordered Out of Chaos, Paul Watson's book. And it's 224 pages. Watson's book's over 300. And I never really talk about this book. I hope you'll get it. It also makes a great Christmas present or birthday present. Go to InfoWars.com to order any of the books or videos. That's InfoWars.com. Get Jim Tucker's new Bilderberg diary book we're carrying. That's also on InfoWars.com. Or call 888-253-3139. And there's also PrisonPlanet.tv. You can read my book online there and see all the films. We'll be right back. Keep it locked in.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Tommy Franks runs around on TV and he always tells you, I'm not with the government anymore. This is my own view. I'm not with either party. He'll go, I worship George Bush and we need to take over and give up all your rights. There's an article here just listing all the federal boards and all the money he's getting and what is it, like 6, 7, 8 federal paychecks just lavishly. And Ann Coulter's now being exposed. She's being exposed by conservative groups now. See, I mean, the chickens are coming home to roost. Arpaio is saying, a total police state maven, he's saying that anybody that comes through Phoenix You get pulled over, you get a ticket, anything, you're getting thumb scanned. Well, that's going to be everywhere soon. A lot of key articles, a lot of stuff we didn't get to today, but we did have a great guest on. We did take a lot of your calls. Before I try to cram two final calls in here for Mary and Don, seriously, you need to get my new film, Martial Law. We got a bunch of new specials out. We're keeping the specials we had that we started about a year ago. Last holiday season, we just kept those incredible deals as low as $5.95, you know, per DVD per film when you get multiple copies. Now we are coming out with several other big specials and deals, giving you more options, more choices. Please go to Infowars.com and look at the secure online shopping cart. Look at all the specials. Watch clips of the films. And get as many as you can and look at it as a donation and give those to friends and family and neighbors and make copies of those films. We can do so much more with your support. And then, of course, you can call toll-free and get the films 1-888-253-3139. And never forget PrisonPlanet.tv, that 15-cent-a-day membership. You get it all. Let's go ahead and go to Mary in Michigan. Mary, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Mr. Jones. Yes, two things very briefly. I would like to urge all of your listeners to go to PrisonPlanet.tv, and for $5.95 a month, you have all the e-books, all the documents, all the videos there. Just please download those things and spread them around the web, especially before we go to Internet 2. Print them out, give them to your friends, your neighbors, whomever. The second thing I would like to bring up is a little more on a personal issue. What are people like me who are temporarily disabled or those who are permanently disabled or unemployed, how are we supposed to stock up on water, food, et cetera, when basically I can't even get through the first week of the month? I can't even see through my water.
Well, that's why the globalists want it, to where we're all living hand-to-mouth subsistence level so they can control us. That's called feudalism. It has a name. It's called serfdom, and believe me, I know, you know, you need to talk to friends and family. You guys need to join together. They need to help you if you're disabled. That's another reason they try to destroy the family, where families don't help each other anymore like they should. But if I was you, I would call out for help from the community. And, of course, they'll look at you as crazy for wanting to have a month's supply of food. And, oh, you want to be self-sufficient? You're nuts.
Well, my parents are deceased. And as far as the community here,
you know, you got to call me back another day. We're out of time, and it's a big subject, and you know, this is a problem. This is a problem here. It was normal for everybody to be prepared decades ago. Now it's not, and God bless you. Let's take a call from Don in KC. Don, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I was wondering what you thought of this idea. I cannot understand how a hurricane can slam into Yucatan, and then they know infallibly that it's going to take a right-hand turn and head toward Florida without being guided.
Well, that's right. In the past, they couldn't really track them like this. Now they're spot on, and these things are bigger and badder than ever.
Yeah. Do you think these people are trying to basically make life in Florida so miserable that people either abandon their properties or sell them for a song and they can go in and take it over?
No, they've got to have an excuse to give their buddies contracts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it also sets the precedent for martial law and bankrupts the government because the Federal Reserve wants us bankrupt.
Right. Right.
I mean, clearly they're manipulating these hurricanes.
Yeah.
That's admitted technology. Listen, I appreciate the call. And we know this. This cannot be debated. They could knock these hurricanes out. They could cut them down to nothing to where they're tropical depressions. But they don't do it. They don't do it. We got to get the word out on that. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. And then back on Monday, 11 to 2 Central. PrisonPlanet.tv. God bless you all. Have a great weekend.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.